Barb Couch is the UW-Madison's coordinator of fraternity and sorority affairs. She says no chapters applied for a Halloween event this year, the first time since 2002. She says perhaps members prefer doing the city-run Freak Fest on State Street than arrange their own events this year. Couch says that means less demand on local law enforcement.
That's a message that we've tried to relay to the organizations, that if there's something going on in the city that's going to require a lot of police reinforcement, that you hosting an event and potentially having a problem would take those resources away from an area that really needed it. Kind of dual things there.
Hundreds of police routinely patrol State Street on Halloween weekend due to rowdiness and vandalism in the past. Some fraternities, which had parties around the same time, have seen underage drinking and other violations. One chapter was suspended for 3 years. Jeremy Reich of the UW's Interfraternity Council says fraternities were told that if they wanted a Halloween party this year, they'd have to do risk management training and consult with campus and Madison police.
The response was unanimous and nobody really wanted to have an event. It just kind of reflects the general tone in the Greek system. I was glad to see that people are learning from past mistakes. Everybody knows kind of events that have gone on and the reputation that's established Freak Fest, and it's good that the Greek system wants to dispel that image.
But Madison police are skeptical. Lieutenant Joe Ballas says even if there are no official frat parties slated for Halloween weekend, they'll have several dozen policemen patrolling Greek Row and Langdon Street. He says he'd be shocked if there wasn't some kind of party going on. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.